This is Kelly Blewett. Megan Mayhew Bergman's Almost Famous Women takes readers to unexpected places, led by surprising guides. In 13 short stories, we hear from the lovers of famous women, the siblings of famous women, and the caregivers of famous women. The women we hear from are decidedly not famous, and the women to whom they are attached, always emotionally and, in one memorable occasion, literally, lived also on the margins of history. A female horn player praised by Louis Armstrong, a writer admired by Ernest Hemingway, are only two of the dozen. These are famous women who had one thing in common. They threw convention aside and lived dangerously. One, an heiress, ran a small tropical island as though it were her private kingdom. Another grew up on a remote island and then ran away to the circus to perform daredevil feats for thousands. Almost Famous Women is a love project devoted to mapping these forgotten terrains. Bergman writes, "I gave myself permission to experiment and to be honest about my inspiration. These were stories I wanted to unlock from my imagination after a decade of reading and research. I wanted to talk about these women. I daydreamed about their choices." Readers will be glad for Bergman's imaginative leaps in portraying the light seekers and those who orbited their glow. "What kind of ride is it on my coattails? Is it any good?" poet Edna Vincent Millay asked her sister. Yes, being close to such brightness came at a cost. Feelings of jealousy, invisibility, fear, longing, and ecstasy are, in Bergman's hands, brought together in a believable and painful mix. "How many women can silence a crowd?" posed one narrator. She answered her own question. Dolly could. But really, it's not only Dolly Wilde, niece of Oscar Wilde, who is a showstopper in these stories. All of the women are. Just as a light being carried forward inevitably meets darkness, so the women Bergman researched lived in borderlands, edging purposefully toward the dangerous unknown, addiction, confrontation, and even war. Several of the women served as ambulance drivers during the First World War. Trauma, Bergman shows, can seep into very deep recesses indeed. Still, the imaginative spaces lit up by these unlikely risks proves brilliant to behold, even after all these years since the women lived. 12 of the 13 stories open with black and white portraits that are simply arresting, and become even more so after the story is read. Cheers to Megan Mayhew Bergman, who, by composing a second portrait in words alone, has brought the first to life again, revived from the dark archive of history. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Kelly Blewett.